Hello, my name is Taylor Ursula, and welcome back to So Much Potential. Last time we were talking about some of our expectations regarding the shifts that were upcoming, and we happen to have moved into one of those shifts as of yesterday, that shift being Saturn's ingress into Pisces. Another shift we await this month is Pluto's dip into Aquarius for just a brief moment before retrograding back into Capricorn and making a proper ingress into Aquarius next year. So this month, the astrology is a little spicy. I describe this as kind of a long but cleansing bath. Maybe a little bit too hot at times, and you've got to stick a limb or two over the side or up the wall to keep from panting, from sweating. And if you can time it correctly, you can receive your ethereal out-of-body missives before some of the dizziness starts to hit. So it's important this month to stay hydrated and to kind of keep a grip on something solid, as we are certainly being tested around what we believe, we're capable of, what we believe our purpose is, and what might exist beyond what we believe in the tangible realm. A big theme that showed up for me at the beginning of the month was clearing the field. And you've probably heard this phrase, especially as it pertains to eliminating competition in order to ensure success. There's also the act of clearing the energetic field in order to begin magical work from a clean slate, to eliminate competitive thoughts in our mind from interfering with the success of our spell work or our manifestation efforts. One afternoon last week, as I sat down to prepare for a client session, I heard my ancestral counsel shouting out this command, "Clear the field." And I had never heard this kind of command in my mind before. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, hands that seemed to emerge from clouds swept through and cleared out all of the competing thoughts taking place in my mind in order to make room for the incoming information and the subsequent channel I would receive. I've certainly long practiced creating sacred space around client work, but carving out the intention to dedicate my full and aligned attention to the material in front of me has never looked quite like this. It's never been an experience that's happened quite so automatically. Seeing my counsel show up and volunteer to do this work while providing me with the name for it felt very powerful. And upon some further research, I found many types of avenues that approach this world as well as this phrase. Techniques and interventions including visualization, meditation, journaling, etc. And so I'm curious to hear from you what your ways of clearing the field might be, if this is a process that you have embarked upon consciously, or if you're just becoming conscious of this action, what it is looking like for you, what you're recognizing this action to be. One way I have been working to clear the field unknowingly has been my step into working with ritual potions. In particular, I have been working with a ritual oil, infusing sweet almond oil with jasmine, lavender, rose petals, reishi mushroom, all for a vestal potion that I've been working on. And It was a very meta experience in which I recognized that the very act of creating this oil, the very act of engaging with this oil, was a ritual practice for me as a means to clear the field. Coming in day after day to engage with the oil, to shake the oil, to pray with the oil was my form of clearing the field. And this performance, this engagement with this ritual, I really felt like I had to show up perfectly. There were so many times that I spun in circles, wanting to clear my head first so that I could come in and work with the oil with clarity. And over time, I couldn't show up in perfection every day. And I had to find ways to continue to allow myself to show up even if I wasn't perfect, if I wasn't calm, if I wasn't steady. And I began to allow working with the oil to become my catalyst for the clarity, willfully choosing to bring my anxiety and my chaos of whatever day to the altar, and choosing to move into prayer to shake the oil as a means to shake off and release any building pressure. At first, this felt like something naughty, like I needed to be fully pure of any negative energy before engaging with the oil, as if that would be a means to preserve its sanctity somehow. And I'm glad that eventually I had the grace to welcome in the understanding that showing up is the preservation. Not showing up perfectly, not showing up calm or clean or amazing, good vibes only, but rather trusting that everything I bring to this altar is welcome. Whatever I show up with is welcome, because that is what I am showing up with to be renewed and released. And that in itself is the act of holiness that we hope for when we work in ritual. That perfection that we wish to embody before we even show up to our work or to our altar or to our sacred space, when really it is the sacred space that creates the perfection as we enter it. It is the process of the showing up and moving through the ritual that creates the purity, not the purity that we create on our own. That's not necessarily possible. That's, I think, a standard that we have been conditioned to ascribe to that does not actually work the way that we imagine it's supposed to. And with that in mind, it's been really important to recognize that my God or my goddess or my whomever I am in worship with, whatever that entity looks like, doesn't need to be a punishing one. It doesn't need to be one that expects perfection. It doesn't need to be one that exemplifies the traits and demands of gods that I have previously felt beholden to. And in turn, I don't need to be motivated by punishment in order to uphold my motivation, my drive toward integrity and goodness. I, as a human, can be motivated by the very sanctuary that I create and that I share with my altar space and my council and my clients. And that can be enough. And if anything, it's important to be vulnerable in bringing chaos to the altar. The chaos is the material that we surrender in our prayer or worship or however we act or engage in ritual. The chaos is part of the material that we transmute in ritual. And to show up perfect means there is no need for ritual. There is nothing to call in. There is nothing to strive for. There is nothing to release if we are showing up perfect. And so the chaos is vital to this process, which is important, especially as we move through all of this Pisces energy and we sort through a lot of sort of karmic themes. Those karmic themes coming to the surface now that we have experienced the ingress of Saturn into Pisces. How How have you been feeling since Saturn moved into Pisces yesterday, a little over 24 hours ago, as it is Wednesday right now? I certainly felt a big shift rather immediately, and I can't say whether this is because I have a stellium in Pisces. I'm not sure. I believe many of us felt this shift whether we have planets here or not. We can sense that a larger social environment and context has shifted. And on this day of this ingress, on Tuesday, March 7th, the day of Saturn's ingress into Pisces, I had a sudden realization that the way I have mentally survived this pandemic decade thus far has been by depriving myself of the opportunity to reflect on any of the positive experiences I was having before it started. And that hit me kind of hard. That hit me in a way that made me feel sad for myself, sad for my experience in a way that I had been very blind to while Saturn was in domicile. And perhaps I can assign this to being a Saturn-ruled person, having a Capricorn rising, and being Saturn-ruled in that way. Perhaps it was easier for me to step into the responsibility that came with entering a pandemic and to set aside any feelings of nostalgia, any feelings of grief, any feelings of loss or sadness, and to just kind of push through them, to answer the call of duty that is bigger than the individual and the desire of the individual. Now that Saturn has softened, now that Saturn has had its edges smoothed a bit by the waves of Pisces, even just for this brief time that we've had it, I recognize that our approaches are able to soften as well. And now that Saturn has entered my third house of the goddess, I am feeling flooded with instructions to treat my daily life the way that I have previously tended to sacred spaces. And for those who are getting to know me for the first time, I am someone who loves my neighborhood, and I live to be entangled in the narratives and the dynamics of its inhabitants. I have a third house Pisces stellium, which holds my Mercury, Sun, Moon, and Jupiter. And I have long been someone who occupies my time and earns an income through being a part of neighborhood spaces, being someone who holds down cafes, coffee shops, general stores. And in the months before the pandemic, I had been work studying at Maha Rose in Brooklyn, which is due to reopen soon in a new location, which is very exciting. And so in the months before the pandemic, I had been work studying at this space, spending my Thursday mornings here, opening up the space, tending to the plants, burning herbs to cleanse and reset the energy, folding prayer blankets, setting out tea and mugs. And I just adored the rays of sunlight that would pour in during those morning hours, being able to hear the quiet of the street before the traffic began, and just feeling little revelations emerge from each practice, from moving through each step of the routine. And I sensed in the days and weeks before Saturn's ingress into Pisces that this would be a time in which I would desire to be fully immersed in my neighborhood once more, especially as the past several years have staunchly pulled me out of it, have made me more of a homebody, have pulled me away from those small daily interactions that add up to a lot of magic. And I think this is a call to generally unclench. I say that because in the days leading up to Saturn's ingress, I also felt the ache of a cavity forming. I've had a lot of cavities before. I've had 4 root canals. That all happened before I was 19. That's some of what Saturn in the 12th can get you. And so this one really called my attention to the ways in which tension can really build up in our bodies. The ways that anxiety can cause us to hold, to clench. And I know this cavity comes from my inability to release tension that I hold in my jaw. I've been a lifelong tooth grinder, not just in my sleep, but during the day. I have long clenched my jaw so tightly, all in a means of, as a means of preservation, as a means of navigating difficulty, as a way to maintain control in situations in which I have none, which has been most of them, to be honest. And that tension has built in all of us for the past 5.5 years now, with Capricorn being in domicile. We have had to take on so many literal, tangible difficulties. We've had to endure so many weights, so many responsibilities, so many burdens that have been quite real and quite palpable and quite restrictive in the classic Saturn sense. Yet, with this ingress into Pisces, Saturn is out of its element. Saturn is now at the mercy of Jupiter. Saturn does not have the control the way that it has had it for the past several years. And so this clenching is now being called to open up, to soften. And I imagine that there is now an emphasis on some of the spiritual elements of our lives. Perhaps we've moved through a lot of developing structures, specifically around communication, around socializing, around our boundaries, around information. And at this time, we are asked to dive a little more deeply into our sense of ritual, into our sense of magic as it infuses itself into our routines, and how moving through these practices can help us soften the edges of our days, can help soften the hardships, can help bring buoyancy to the weight that we carry. As I did last month, I will be reading from my March oracle scopes. This time I will read from Pisces, since it is Pisces season. And the rest of the oracle scopes are available on my website at thatssopisces.com. This month's oracle scopes were pulled using my debut tarot deck, Portals, along with the Dreamscape Oracle, illustrated by Matt Hughes. I also felt inclined intuitively this month to share some of the gems and crystals that I keep in my office as a little bit of accompanying medicine for the month. Pisces, your card for this month, Justice, accompanied by White Buffalo, and your stone is Desert Rose Selenite. As the poster child for March's highly mutable activity, you will be pulled along with the tide this month, and your pathway through relies on your ability to do the work you can to maintain balance. Your tender subconscious, sacred temple of your most vivid dreams and hopes, will be challenged this month by our cultural drive to make progress, seemingly at all costs, and your own inner current confounding of the meaning of it all. While there will be opportunity for you to lash out or lose your cool or otherwise surrender fully to the energies that surround you, it's important that you carry yourself with integrity now, even if it doesn't feel fair, and especially if it truly isn't. With Saturn's entrance into your sign, what you focus on this month will begin to crystallize in time, including cycles of turmoil or crisis. Call upon your holistic practices to help ground you mentally and spiritually this month, and bring you back into personal balance so that you can carry that sense of integrity into the choices you make in your external world. Desert rose selenite is said to not only protect and cleanse our own energetic field, but the field of anything in its periphery. It is particularly purifying of our sacral space, allowing us clarity of instinct and intuition, and can be a helpful sounding board for dreams and spell work. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode of So Much Potential. I will be diving into some exploration of past life journeying in our next episode. And if you have questions about past life regression or hypnosis, I would love to be able to address those in my next episode as well. So if this is something that interests you, I invite you to send your thoughts, your inquiries to Taylor@thatsopisces.com. I will see you in just a couple weeks. You'll be hearing from me. Until then, stay in trust of your flow and your timing, and stay out as much as you can of self-doubt and cycles of spiraling. Remember to tune into Saturn, where it is moving through your chart currently, and to become mindful and aware of practices that can help stabilize some of the energy we're moving through now. All right, y'all, take care, and I will return soon. Be well.